This episode of the WDW Review is sponsored by Magical Mara Designs. Do you enjoy showing off your love of Disney by wearing Mickey or Minnie ears, but get tired of wearing ones that are uncomfortable and give you headaches? Check out the made-to-order ear designs at MagicalMaraDesigns.com. We've got cute and comfortable Mickey and Minnie ears made to order. Designing Minnie and Mickey ears is my hobby. Making ones that are actually comfortable to wear is my passion. Check them out at MagicalMaraDesigns.com.
Hello, welcome to the WDW Review, and I'm your host, Chris Malik, and I'm joined by my regular crew today, Peter Panacorvo and Stacey Nyman. How are you guys doing?
Great.
Good.
Wow, you're both good. This is a good day. Pete, are you well rested?
Heck no, I'm faking it.
Faking it, I like it. You sounded well rested, which you kind of threw us off. We were all expecting.
No, not actually. We've got a new rollout of a new system going on at work, and my life has not been fun for the last few days.
But it's going to be fun tonight, okay? Stacey, are you well-rested? Are you in the midst of marathon training?
Well, my ankle is still healing. So I visited the orthopedist last week, and I was given 6 to 8 more weeks of non-running. So it'll happen, I think, hopefully by July.
Okay. I've been following your posts in the BR Guest Lizards group. You know, you kind of post your running stuff, and I've been kind of a wallflower in that group for a couple seasons. So I'm watching your medical history as it unfolds in the running group. So you're a tough chickie. I'm going to give you credit, man. I don't know. I probably would have folded up shop a while ago, but you refuse to stop. So I give you credit for that.
Thank you.
Peter, Stacey. So we have a guest. He's actually waiting right now to join us. But before we introduce him, if you guys are like me, which I know you guys are, well, you guys are probably way more commonsensical than me, but on your way to work, you guys listen to podcasts, and you probably watch YouTube channels, not necessarily on the way to work, but for your, but when you're relaxing.
I never watch YouTube in the car.
Yeah, we never do. That's right. Okay. Name your top two podcasts that aren't Disney related. So let's branch off here just before we start. And then after that, I want you to name your top two YouTube channels that are Disney related. Okay, so let's go with the podcast first. So take us away from the Disney bubble. Peter, what are your top two shows that aren't Disney related to help pass time? Little insight into the window of Peter's mind here.
Okay,
Pete, clean these up, please. Make sure these are good.
This one's the first one. I like anxiously wait for new episodes all the time.
Okay.
And there is a Disney connection, but this is not a Disney podcast.
Okay.
People out there may recognize the name Logan Sekulow.
Okay.
Or Bart Scott.
Yep.
They actually have a non-Disney podcast that they started with one of my Disney YouTubers, which is Tim Tracker.
Okay.
And it was called the BLT Lunch Break. It stood for Bart, Logan, and Tim.
Okay.
That Tim has left the show because he's concentrating on other stuff. So they rebranded to a show called Free on Your Birthday.
Okay.
And they talk about just kind of whatever comes up. There's a lot of Rainforest Cafe talk. There's a lot of like Kiss talk because Logan's a big Kiss fan.
Okay.
There's just a lot of like collecting talk. It's just a fun little show, and whatever happens to come up between the two of or three of them, whoever they have on, they go on for anywhere between a half an hour and an hour. And it's a great little thing to pass the time. My other favorite is a show called Fat Man Beyond. It was formerly Fat Man on Batman, and that is actually a Kevin Smith podcast.
Okay.
I'm a big Kevin Smith fan. I like a lot of his movies. So,
you know, I knew that about you too. I think you referenced that a few times over the years about Kevin Smith. Mm-hmm. So, okay.
Yeah.
Stacey, what about you? What are your top two non-Disney podcasts?
I listen to a lot of Disney podcasts, so it's hard to come up with two that are not Disney podcasts, but one of them is called Fitzness. It's F-I-T-Z-N-E-S-S, and okay. It's run by Fitz Kohler, who's a fitness expert, and she also runs a Facebook group, the Hottie Bodies Fitness Challenge. And so she just kind of gets on there, and she talks about a topic each podcast about health and fitness, and it just kind of keeps you motivated. She's a great motivational speaker, and she tells it like it is. And then my other one is probably one of my absolute favorites. It's called the Holder Miss Podcast.
Okay.
Podcast.
They do some of that singing I see on Facebook too, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So it's the family that does like the Christmas jammies, and they have like a bunch of viral videos, and they also do some like a show called Nailed It, where they try the Pinterest things, and I guess their show came out before the one that's on the network TV, so they actually coined the phrase for it on their show. But anyways, their podcast is just really great. It's funny, but then it also is it hits home with me because it's, you know, about families and topics. It's not all about kids. It could be about marriage and things like that. So I usually save those for when I'm out running because it gives me something to look forward to as I'm going through the miles.
Cool. Okay. Well, I tell you what, before I actually get into mine, you know what? We kind of already ran long with our shows. I'm going to bring the guest in right now because he's been sitting patiently. I'm watching him on video.
And he looks bored.
And he looks bored. So I'm going to include him right now because I want to make sure we save him. So we are joined today by Mark. If I say this wrong, please correct me. Mark Eddington. Is that correct, Mark?
That's correct.
All right. So before you tell us your favorite non-Disney podcasts, so tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am finally getting a little bit of rest this week because I'm a pastor, and last week was Easter week, and that's a busy week for us in the church world. So getting some rest this week. I had a great week last week, but I'm also a content creator. I have a YouTube channel called Things I Love, and just... you know, love talking about all the things that I love, such as Disney and Lego and Star Wars, and just have a lot of fun talking about all of that good stuff.
Cool. I've been watching your videos, and you're relatively new to YouTube. Is that correct, Mark?
I am. Probably about three, four months.
Okay.
Basically since the beginning of the year.
Well, I'm going to give you credit because we know a lot of YouTube content creators in our Facebook group, and we've got to meet so many through the years. And your content and the way you produce videos is really, really good. So I'd have never guessed just a few months. I could imagine me on YouTube, it would look like stick figures and it would be terrible. but you have nothing like that. So kudos to you, buddy.
I appreciate that. I enjoy doing it.
Cool. Give us your non-Disney podcast. Give us two of them.
Non-Disney podcasts. I'm probably going to go way back to one that I started when I lived in New York City, just walking the city, riding the subway. I used to listen to Maltin on Movies.
Okay.
Leonard Maltin, yeah. Just, you know, does a great job just talking movies. And I'm a huge film buff, and he and his daughter do a great job, you know, just talking all about old movies, new movies, interviewing actors and actresses, and it's a great podcast.
So before you get too much further, I actually had that idea of doing a podcast on movies. I actually was brainstorming with Michael. We had an idea that we were going to do a 1980s movie review podcast, but it never came to fruition. But that's one of the ideas, one of the thousand ideas I've had in the back of my mind. Yeah. So, all right, give us number two.
That would easily be the Star Wars Report. Big Star Wars fan, so there's a lot of Star Wars podcasts out there, but Riley over there just does a great job, and I guess I kind of have a little bit of a feeling of connection with him too because he's in Texas and I'm from Abilene, Texas, and he's in San Angelo in the Air Force, and so that's not far from Abilene, so there's that connection as well. But he just does a phenomenal job, just talking all about Star Wars and getting into the fandom there. So it's good. It's a good podcast.
Outstanding. Look at you guys with all these good ones, and I'm going to come up right now, and I'm gonna completely dumb down the
guess,
pool.
Let me guess. Wait a minute. It's going to be fantasy baseball.
No, it's not. It's the Taco Bell podcast.
Like
no, it's not. As a matter of fact, here, Pete, I literally have my phone up to go and figure out which ones are my number one and number two. So I do not recommend this podcast, so I'm going to give this out right now. So the reason why is...
I listen to it all the time. Don't ever listen to this show.
Because I think you're going to go and change your thought process behind me. So the first one I listened to is a group called Those Conspiracy Guys. Okay? And yeah, they're...
You're not going to have to worry about me listening to that.
Well, listen. Let me describe it to you. So they're a bunch of Irish comedians. So, of course... Profanity is like participles. I mean, they use profanity like it's going out of style, but it's not meant in the way that like you would mean it. It's just used to describe things, but they're hysterical. They're also tremendously offensive. So if you're not necessarily in for these crazy jokes and offensive jokes, don't listen to it. If you're looking for just straight entertainment, they crack me up every single week, and they talk about the goofiest things. So
now we know what kind of humor Chris.
Oh, so again, I'm going to give you the heads up.
On the show.
Yeah, really. I didn't actually describe the complete experience, but we're going to go away from there then too. I'm a Walking Dead fan, so there is a podcast called The Talking Dead. AMC mm-hmm. actually has a show called The Talking Dead.
Yeah.
But before AMC ever did it, this podcast hit it, and they own the rights to The Talking Dead. So they haven't given it up, even though AMC has tried to purchase it from them, which is kind of crazy. They've got like 400...
Make that money.
Right?
Somebody wants to name the WW Review
like, yeah, on AMC. Says, hey, we'll change. We'll change the name.
Check gets made out to...
I actually have a connection to that podcast.
Do you really?
I do. My former boss, 20 years ago, he was my boss here in Nashville, and he and his buddy started that, and then started a whole conference, scene out of that, and then he sold his part of it and moved on.
Wow!
But yeah,
so the podcast is by two Canadians, and the way they do it, they're so polite and they're so like descriptive. It's such a good listening podcast, but you've got to be a fan of The Walking Dead. But it's called The Talking Dead, but they're one of my favorites. So again, Conspiracy Guys, if you want to change your opinion of what I listen to and completely dumb down the pool, but also laugh, or the Talking Dead. Well, I got to tell you guys, honestly, we're running long here. So let's do this. Your number one Disney YouTube channel, Peter, what is it? Hit me.
Well,
and we're not going to take offense to Mark because Mark's new, so we're not going to take Mark, we're going to put the pause on you.
I'm sorry, Mark, and I'm going to say I'm sorry to Michael and the boys over there over at Theme Park Brothers, but I got to go with Tim Tracker. I literally, every single day, if they have an episode out, which they're usually pretty good about having something out every day,
mm-hmm.
I religiously watch it. Sorry, Pastor, but
hey, look,
there's no other way around saying that one. I got to meet him in the parks one time. I ran into him. Super, super polite, nice guy.
Okay.
That's my number one.
Very famous. Okay, Stacy, what is your number one?
I'm going to go with Theme Park Brothers myself. They are Stacey, my Disney. Yes.
Wipe that off there.
I was like, what did I just say? No, because I usually am kind of I don't watch a whole lot of YouTube. Really, whatever Britta's watching at the time is what I'm watching, which is usually something like somebody making slime on TV. But when when they post a video on Facebook, I watch that. So I'm not really a peruser of YouTube too much, but If something comes across my my news feed, that's what I'm watching.
Okay, Mark, give us yours.
He stole mine, but it's the Tim Tracker. I watch them all the time.
Wow,
love it.
Okay, yeah.
What do you think of their current little trip that they got sent on? Is that crazy or what?
Yeah, they're phenomenal. I mean, I would throw also the Disney Food Blog in there. Love them too.
Yeah, I watch DFB quite a bit. I was disappointed their podcast fell by the wayside, though.
Yeah,
Okay, so I'm gonna cheat. I'm going with two because I get my information from YouTube and largely from podcasts. So Mouse Steps is a good YouTube channel. So if you've not watched Mouse Steps, that's a good YouTube channel. But also, you know what? I'm gonna go with my guy. I'm gonna go with Michael. He keeps me informed. He does all the legwork and the hard work, and he gets videos, and his videos are really good quality too. So I'm gonna go with Theme Park Brothers as well too.
Oh, fine. If we're doing two, then I'm giving my second one, and it's not gonna be what you think.
Tell me.
It's called JPL Media. And they literally, JPL Studios. It's 5 hour, 3 hour, 1 hour.
Loops. Music loops.
So technically, I'm not watching YouTube in the car. I'm listening
to YouTube. You're listening to YouTube in the car. Very good. All right. Let's get on to our show today, because we've got a cluster brewing in only the way that we can bring it. But before that, Stacy, you had prepared some questions for our new friend, Mark. Is that right? You have about 130.
I have.
About 130 rapid-fire questions. You ready, Mark? You're going to sit down for a second? You got a cup of tea?
I'm sitting down.
Here. All right.
All right. So these are all this or that type of questions. So Wilderness Lodge or Animal Kingdom Lodge?
Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Magic Kingdom or Epcot?
Epcot.
Boat or monorail?
Monorail.
Splash, Thunder, or Space?
Space.
Oh, no, I can't read my handwriting here. Donald or Goofy?
Oh, wow. Goofy.
Toy Story Land or Pandora?
Oh, man. Oh, Pandora.
All right, that's what I got, Chris.
Peter, what do you got?
I got one more. Frozen or Maelstrom?
Maelstrom.
Attaboy.
We keep good answer, on the good
show.
Answer.
Welcome to the show. You're now the fourth host.
All right. Mark, which parks in the States have you been to? You've been to, obviously, Walt Disney World and all the parks there. You've been to Disneyland and California Adventure?
I have. Disneyland was my... not California Adventure. Disneyland was my first introduction to the parks.
Okay.
And so, yeah, and then looking to go to Disneyland Paris in a few months.
Okay. So. Tell us then, like, your history of Disney. How did you become, like a Disney fan? What inspired you to make your YouTube channel?
What inspired... Oh, that's two different questions there. Should I answer both of them?
Yeah, this is great. Do it.
Okay. So, my connection to Disney, when I was growing up, my parents got divorced when I was 12 years old, and there was a gentleman in our church... who kind of took me under his wing and took me and his son to Disneyland just to kind of get away from the craziness at home. And that was my hook. Just got completely hooked at a young age. And then as far as the YouTube channel goes, by the way, I don't think I mentioned this, but if you just go to thingsilove.co, you can get to it from there.
Okay.
I woke up. It was in December, getting close to Christmas, and just woke up one morning and realized that I was looking at my Facebook and Twitter and everything every morning, and just filled with negativity, just all kinds of just if it's like natural disasters or if it's politics or whatever, it was just a bunch of negative junk, and I just got tired of it. And so I just, you know, being a pastor, I prayed about it and just thought, okay, what am I going to do? And woke up one morning with the term "things I love" on my mind. And you know, as you get older, I have come more comfortable with who I am, and I'm more comfortable saying, "Look, I'm 44 years old, and I love Disney. That's okay."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
I love Star Wars. I love Lego. That's okay. And so I just thought, you know what? I'm just going to start a YouTube channel that just talks about those seemingly frivolous things in the hopes that it will give people something positive to listen to. And that's the whole gist of it. So we just have fun.
You know, we can't have him on all the time because he's basically me with better facial hair. So I've got to, like, this is not going to work.
Well,
although I can see us becoming good friends.
Yeah.
So
that's
Mark,
what this is all about. It's community.
Mark, we live, well, Peter used to live in Chicago. I mean, Stacy and I live in Chicago. Peter used to live in the suburbs, and frankly, I live in the suburbs. So you're talking to the kings of waking up to the morning news and watching negativity, because Chicago's news, I mean, if you live in New York City or somewhere, it's obviously it's comparable, but like what leads the news in Chicago is like 15 tragedies before the first good story. So yeah, it's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking to watch. So I love that. When Peter and I and Laura Fitz started the show back many, many, many years ago, I remember telling Peter, I was like, you know, we listen to shows, you talk about booze all the time. We listen to shows, they're snarky. And I was like, that's just not what we're going to do. And we were like, we can do this. And frankly, I think we can do it better, you know? So like, isn't that right, big guy? That's, we started off thinking we're just going to have fun.
I've never said we can do this better than anybody.
That's true. It's true.
We can do it.
There's at least one show we're better. I don't know who it is, but we're better than one show somewhere. But we thought we could do it differently and have fun and not necessarily include the snark or include the things that that tire us in so many shows that we listen to. You know.
But you guys keep bringing up Frozen.
You brought up Frozen.
Right? You did bring it up today, Pete. You did bring it up today.
He answered the question correctly.
All right. So as I'm moving down the Frozen attraction of my list, anyways, Mark, you're here today because the three of us got this idea we were going to do a draft. And then we started off with the other idea. Okay, we've done some drafts before. What are we going to do? Okay, let's do it with water. And then before I know it, Stacy Nyman is giving us facts about water, which may or may not have been true about the Fountain of Nations. 100 gallons of water. And then before I know it, we were naming bodies of water and water fountains. So
someone's trying to take an entire water park at a resort.
Right? So this is what we had, Mark. You've listened to our show. We listed off 8 specific, I don't even want to say attractions, things in Walt Disney World that have to do with
water.
That involve water, right? And in fact, Peter went off the rails one time, and actually he was smart. He took a retro attraction, but prior to that, we actually weren't even including retro attractions. So Peter kind of opened up the door that we didn't walk through, so Tony Passero said. But we've got 8 items that include water, and we're going to battle them out, and you're going to be responsible, though I think you already said you know who's going to win, which always, you know, which is makes us nervous. So
We'll see.
All right, you prepared for this battle? We're going to do our best sales pitch, which is going to be about 10 seconds long after each one of these. You ready to go?
Ready.
All right, so Stacy.
Ladies first.
Ladies first.
I knew you were going to have me go first.
Well, come on. We have to let you go
first. It is the gentlemanly thing to do.
Oh, goodness. Okay. I am going to start off with my heavy hitter, my first pick of the draft, which is Pirates of the Caribbean, because I cannot think of another attraction at Walt Disney World that screams Walt Disney World than Pirates. And it has the benefit of including water, so it counts for this draft. So that's my number one, Pirates of the Caribbean.
Okay. Peter?
You know, I'm actually willing to give her this one. I'm just going to go with the Grand One.
The Grand One. Okay. Now, interesting, because I don't know. Mark, I think, is kind of like a Disney historian kind of guy. And the Pirates, I mean, that's got to be, it's got to be up there in the list. So, but I don't know. I could easily say the same thing, Peter, and I could easily just give her this one too. But
if you want to fight her for it, go for it.
So
you all know how tough I am.
So here's what I'm going to say. It's going to be hard to go against the Pirates of the Caribbean. So I'm just going to go, hearing Mark earlier, I'm going to toss the Frozen attraction up there right now. Because I heard Mark say Maelstrom over Frozen. So I'm just going to throw the Frozen attraction up there. Now, if he said the opposite way, that'd be in my back pocket. So Frozen attraction, even though I think, Peter, I know you disagree with me, it is a really good attraction and reimagining.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah, I know you wouldn't, but someday you might. You might.
I still, just based on principle, will not ride it.
But we don't even know if Mark's going there. Maybe he's been on the Grand One. So, Mark, it's Pirates of the Caribbean versus the Frozen attraction versus the Grand One.
Okay, so first of all, has anybody been on the Grand One?
I've seen it.
I know it's a boat.
We've all seen it.
I don't work in a level with Grand One money.
Yes. We're more like the rowboat kind people than Grand One.
I'm like a mouse boat kind of guy, if I'm lucky. And that's with a Groupon and my DVC discount.
And 138 friends. So
yeah, we're splitting time.
Well, first of all, I'm a very nostalgic person. So that's an easy one for me. This is Pirates of the Caribbean. So then the question is it Caribbean or Caribbean?
Oh, I say both. It depends on probably the sentence that I'm saying. It's weird. Mm. Yeah, I can go both ways.
Well, all right, here's I'm gonna be really both sides of the fence on this one. Stacey, have you ever heard of the Caribbean American Baking Company?
No.
It's right up by it's not far from your museum.
Uh-huh.
So that's the Caribbean American Baking Company, but it is Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, that's like yeah,
I right. say it differently depending things. On what it right. is.
Mark, do you agree?
Pirates of the Caribbean. Yep.
Gotcha. Okay. Stacey, you're
Pirates
up with
of the Caribbean just sounds wrong.
You're up with yeah. number two, Stacey.
Wait, I just did one.
Yes.
Go again?
Yes, yes. That what? Was that's the rule for you having a draft first. We kind of go in order.
Okay.
So
got it. Okay. So I am going to go with all right. I am going with free ice water. It is one of the best deals in all of Walt
Being
Disney
free?
World. Especially yes. Well, especially because it gets so hot. And then if you go to those places where you can get one of the big cups and you can refill it yourself, like Sunshine Seasons and Electric Umbrella, those are even better. Sometimes I'll go throughout the day and just fill it up there. So, yeah, free ice water for sure.
Free ice water. Peter.
Even though Mark went with the monorail, which I can completely get behind, I'm actually going to go with the ferry boats from the TTC over to Magic Kingdom. So the General Joe Potter, the Richard F. Irvine, and the Admiral Joe Fowler.
Okay. Boats versus free water. Mark, you are a nostalgic, so I'm going to have to appeal to you and your nostalgic ways here. And I'm going to try and get on the board here, and I'm going to take you around the world with It's a Small World. I don't know if that actually would appeal to you. That might make you mad and frustrated hearing that music, but I don't know if a ride-through or a walk-through would actually work with that. It has to be on a boat. And the classic attraction poster features the boat.
This is actually a bit challenging.
Okay.
This one. I think I've only ridden the ferry boat one time, and that was many, many years ago.
Why is that? Do you prefer the monorail so much, or is it just like you see the crowd and you're like, I can't do it?
I do. I prefer the monorail. I think that goes all the way back to Disneyland.
Okay.
It's just one of those things. As a little kid, loved the monorail.
But currently, it's dangerous to ride. So, I mean, that's,
yeah,
you got to go with
it for a while.
But, you know.
Doors are falling off, landing on people's cars.
You're not wrong. And then, man, I'm one of the weird guys that loves the
Small World.
Thank you very much.
Small World or free ice water? You love ice water too.
All I have on my mind now is free ice water.
Okay.
So, you know. But I love Small World. Love Small World. That being said, I also love saving money at the parks and when you've got a family, and free ice water is very, very helpful. Now, I'm not sure the way we do it, because we go buy those collapsible bag cups from REI and take them and fill those up.
Okay.
So those are like 20 bucks a piece before you go.
Yeah, but once you buy them, you have them.
Yeah, we have them and we use them every time. So I'm going to go with the free ice water.
Holy cow.
Wow. Yes.
Free ice water beats Small World.
I know. I love Small World, but it's, you know.
Hang on. Hey, I can't even like scratch off that with my pen. It doesn't even work. There's no way.
It's the poutine all over again.
Right, Chris. Now, Mark. Right now, I just want you to know, EdCat right now is forming a committee right now. Okay, very good. Stacey, your free cup of ice water beats Small World. You're up again, Stacey. This is a shocker.
Okay. All right. So, let's see. Next, I'm going to go with I think I'm going to go with the Seas with Nemo. I, if you remember from the draft show, I got the entire building. So it's all the aquariums. But I just think that there's just something about being able to go into that building, especially on a really hot day when it might be crowded at Epcot, and the relaxation of being able to walk through and look at all the tanks, and, you know, just look, it's kind of quieter in there at times, and you can find little corners where you can just relax and just kind of be at peace. And there's Turtle Talk with Crush there too, and there's the Nemo ride, so, you know, you get some bonus attractions as well.
All right, so you got the whole pavilion. Peter.
I do.
I'm gonna not cheat, and I'm gonna go with an attraction in a pavilion.
Good, because that's Stacy. Just so you know, Pete and I have always done this. This is all we've always been a rule follower. Ever since we brought you aboard, the lines have gotten blurry. I just want you to know that
it's a little. I'm just not as innocent as I appear. You know.
Okay.
I'm actually gonna go with Living with the Land. One of the few. Still around edutainment attractions in Epcot.
Wow. Mark, so it's a tough battle already. You got Epcot against Epcot, a whole pavilion, but a super classic ride.
Yeah, but it's Living with the Land versus the lesser Seas Pavilion, because now it's not Seabase Alpha. You don't have the hydrolators. It is a watered down version of the Seas. And yes, literally. I know what I did there. And yes, I meant it.
And you've got Mickey shaped apples, pumpkins, tomatoes, right? What could be better than that? Mark, have you ever gone on the Behind the Seas tour?
I have not. I've been on Living with the Land more times than I care to say, but
Go see it. It's cheap. It's like $30, and it's an awesome experience. I've done it with the family. It's really cool. All right. So we got some Epcot versus some Epcot. How about versus some more Epcot, Mr. Nostalgia? How about one of the most beloved, even though I'm not a big fireworks show guy, how about one of the most beloved fireworks shows that caps the night at Epcot, that caps the night anywhere in any of the theme parks? And let's go with Illuminations. Epcot versus Epcot versus Epcot. The Nemo Pavilion, the Living with the Land ride, or Illuminations? And remember, you can only see it for a certain amount of time.
It was easy until you said the last one. I'm going to go with Illuminations because it just takes in all the World Showcase and just everything that's happening there, if you can get a good spot.
You know what? That is true. You know, you guys heard on the last episode, I'm not a big fireworks guy. But when you think about what it encompasses in that park, it uses half that park for that show, which is pretty amazing. When you get to the fireworks show at the Magic Kingdom, unless you're like directly in the center or down Main Street, you don't really get a good view of it. And that's pretty amazing they use that. But what was your, that was pretty easy. What were you going to pick? Was it the Living with the Land or the Nemo attraction?
Living with the Land. I mean, it's Nemo is fun, but it's nothing what it used to be.
Wow. You are nostalgic. Okay, very good.
Yeah, Living with the Land was going to be it. But Illuminations, you know, that's pretty incredible. And you can see Illuminations from so many places. Mm-hmm. And, like, the Japan Pavilion is awesome to see Illuminations.
I wouldn't have faulted you if you went with Living with the Land, though. Right, Pete? I mean, that's one of our favorites.
Chris,
you know?
Is actually a fan of that attraction.
That's one of my favorites,
too. Yeah, that would have been my pick, too. Living with the Land, obviously. Yes.
All right. Stace, you're up.
All right. I am going to go with... I will go with Splash Mountain.
Oh, a heavy hitter.
By far... my favorite mountain out of the three, but one of my favorite attractions overall too. It's just the length of it, the song, the fact that it's a thrill ride but also a dark ride. It just really has a big place in my Walt Disney World life.
Okay. Peter.
I'm gonna go across the walkway and pull out my Rivers of America.
The whole river.
Everything on the river.
Sell us on it, Pete. What's on the river?
You've got the riverboat.
Okay.
You've got...
water?
Tom Sawyer Island. You've got views of the Haunted Mansion.
Okay.
You've got views of Splash and Big Thunder.
Hall of President views. Great.
Hall of Presidents, Frontierland in general.
And you got gators. I know that for a fact. We've seen them in the river.
There's a couple of small ones in there, maybe, yeah.
Okay. So you got rivers.
But honestly, they're not going to be close enough to you to cause any damage.
Rivers of America, Splash Mountain, and I'm going to throw out there, let's see. I don't know if Rivers of America are going to do it, but Splash Mountain's a heavy hitter. And I'm thinking if you're nostalgic, you must love the Jungle Cruise. The Jungle Cruise is a classic. Both parks represented. Walt used to go and actually sit. Do you know this, Mark, that Walt used to sit on the boats to make sure that the tour guides used to give the correct spiel, and they used to entertain Walt, and he used to drive around, just randomly popped in and sat in the boats.
Talk about peer pressure
about that one, huh? When the boss is sitting on the boat with you.
Yeah, no-brainer, Jungle Cruise. I was going to go with Rivers of America, because...
Ooh!
But Jungle Cruise beats it.
Wow, Splash Mountain would have come in third. That's a shocker. Why is that, Mark?
Well, you can see Splash Mountain from the Rivers of America, for one thing.
Oh! Peter is happy.
I love Splash Mountain, but Rivers of America, you got Tom... I'm connected to Tom Sawyer's Island from Disneyland. Love it.
And yet I still
and the views of the Haunted Mansion. Love it. And you still lost because he threw in Jungle Cruise. Jungle Cruise is, I mean, it's got the backside of water. Come on.
Is that an attraction,
so
though?
So does my faucet. Big deal.
It's true.
You say that every time we turn your faucet on, the backside of water.
Is that an attraction?
No, but I don't go behind my faucet every time I turn it on either.
Do you have to do that in the Magic Kingdom? Is that a must-do attraction, Jungle Cruise?
Absolutely, yep.
Okay.
Well, Adventureland, I've got a whole show on Adventureland because that's my favorite land.
I've seen the Adventureland show,
yeah.
So.
Yeah.
All right, so Stacy, we got 2-2, and Pete's got none, but he's going to have some come up pretty soon here. Go ahead, Stace.
You never know.
All right. I'm going to go with my next one. It will be the Fountain of Nations, I think, in Epcot. I just love it. I love the show. I love watching it during the daytime, during the nighttime, different both ways, taking pictures from a distance up close. It's just kind of an underlooked attraction, I think. I think it's a good attraction, especially when the show is going on.
They are employing water conservation methods, just so you know right now.
Water.
Okay, very good. Peter, you're up, Pete.
If we're going to go with fountains, I'm going to pull out my fountain. I'm going to go with the Old Polynesian Lobby Fountain.
Wow. The Polynesian Lobby Fountain. Now, as a nostalgia factor, that's going to be hard to beat. I mean, Mark's going to definitely be a fan of that one. So much so that I think I'm going to go and just throw one out there, just to throw one out there. But I'm going to give him credit because I don't know if you're a water park guy. But whenever I drive past Summit Plummet, or whenever they show you Summit Plummet, people are always like, I can't do that. I can't do that. But I'm a thrill guy, and I would gladly do that. I've gone to the drop slides here at the water park. But I've never been on Summit Plummet. That's one I'm going to go on. But I don't think it competes with the Polynesian Lobby. But if you are a water park person, that's a number one of the parks, the Summit Plummet.
I am a water park person, but I've never been to either one of those parks because there's never enough time. If you've got the four main parks,
it's true.
I'm going to pick those over the water parks any day. I'm going to go with Old Polynesian Fountain Lobby, but here's the reason. It's an interesting reason because I wouldn't have gone with it other than this. We always stay at the Pop Century. We love the Pop Century. It's about to have the gondolas going from there, so I'm going to love it even more. But one time they called us, Disney called us and said, we want to upgrade you to the Polynesian.
What?
For the same amount as the Pop Century. So we said, okay, yes, we'll go.
Twist my arm.
Yeah. And it happened to be prior to the ring down of the lobby. Yeah. And so I, for some random reason, got to take that in every day, walk into the monorail and... probably another reason why I love the monorail. But yeah, got to go with the Fountain Lobby.
Awesome. Mark, how long was that stay for? They upgraded you.
That was for a full week. Yeah.
Wow.
We went, and actually it was incredible because it was the only time that my in-laws got to go with us, and I actually love my in-laws. So they got to go with us, and so they gave us just a incredible room with a view of the beach, and it was amazing. And we didn't do anything to get it. They just called us and gave it to us.
Wow, that's like, so, where you like put your hand over the phone and you muffle it and you'd be like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. You know,
yeah, holy, I had no idea why.
Wow.
It was awesome.
Okay, yeah. So the Polynesian Lobby.
He's finally on the board.
He's on the board.
Good job, Pete.
Five picks in.
You got some good ones still, Peter, though, so you might make a comeback here. Stacy, you're up. We got three left.
All right, so I'm going to go with Storm Along Bay. It's an epic swimming pool at both Beach Club and the Yacht Club share it. And so I like that little hack there that if we ever want to splurge, and sometimes we'll stay one night during our trip at Yacht Club just so that we can get
it's a night at Storm Along Bay. It's a resort water park. Don't try to candy coat it. Okay, don't try to take it. It is a resort water park.
You took all of the rivers of America, number one. Number two,
you took the entire Seas Pavilion, lady.
But I wouldn't take the French Quarter pool and just specifically pick the hot tub. You know, it's the whole area. It's the whole pool area.
Yeah, hey, leave those hot tubs alone just for right now. Go ahead, Peter. You're up next, Peter. Just, you're up.
All right. I'm going back to Epcot. I'm going to go Grand Fiesta Tour.
The Grand Fiesta Tour. Okay. So we got Storm Along Bay versus the Grand Fiesta Tour. So sell us. Why?
It's the Grand Fiesta Tour. What else is there?
It just needs one description.
It's an outdoor Mexican market, no matter what time of day you're there.
Okay. This is a good one. It's always one of my favorites as well too. And you can almost always walk on, you know, which is
actually, I've walked in there and seen an hour wait for
what?
The ride.
Really?
That's
what?
Crazy. Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah. Did you wait?
No. I live 25 minutes. Not even 25 minutes. I live 20 minutes. From
Would the old Pete have waited?
I'm not waiting for an hour to get on.
Would the old Pete have waited, Peter?
No.
The vacation Pete, no?
The vacationing Pete would have waited until it was like a much lower wait. I'd have found something else to do.
Okay. Okay, so you talk about the Mexican market. I'm going to take you to Pandora and put you on a river ride. But I'm going to have you see a shaman, and I'm going to have you take you on the Navi River Journey. Okay?
Something like a two-hour wait to go on a boat.
But it doesn't mean that it's not worth it. Okay.
I didn't say it wasn't worth it. I just said it's 2 hours, and personally, I don't think it's worth it, but whatever.
You just did say it's not worth it. Okay.
Well, so yeah,
Storm Along Bay, that. Mark, versus the Grand Fiesta Tour versus the Navi River Journey.
So we didn't have to wait 2 hours to get on the Navi River Journey. I give Disney huge props for helping people with health issues. Mm-hmm. My daughter has ulcerative colitis, and we don't wait for anything.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So with that, I'm going to go with the Three Caballeros Grand Fiesta Tour.
The Grand Fiesta Tour. Good
nice.
One. Why is that? Tell us why.
That's one of the ones that I have to ride every time, and I've never had more than 5 or 10 minutes to wait.
Yeah.
We even eat at the restaurant there that's not the greatest restaurant.
When Test Track is down, because that's
right next to it, obviously.
That's kind of the next thing you'll come to.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, that's true.
When you're going around that way, so.
Now, I hear that there's always been rumors since the movie came out that they're just going to change that ride to the Coco ride.
Coco.
Yeah. If that does, then I'm not sure I'll be doing it as much. I like the movie, don't get me wrong, but it's the nostalgia.
And actually, you just brought up the restaurant that's in there. They just redid the menu in that restaurant, too.
Did they? It hasn't been the greatest restaurant, but I don't care. I love the ambience of the
mm-hmm.
place.
It's the environment that you're eating. Right. In that particular case, but supposedly the food's getting better with this menu change, so we'll see.
Can I make a Disney confession that I've never seen Coco, and I've actually avoided it? I can't watch it right now. So remember when Coco came out, it was right after my father passed away. And my brother saw it, and he was like, and my brother's a pretty tough dude, and he's like, I was crying like a baby. And I was like, I can't watch it. I just can't emotionally bring myself to watch it, because I am an emotional dude. I will cry at like at movies occasionally, and like, I know I just can't handle
it. I can already picture Chris will have snot bubbles and just
ugly crying. I can't do it. I can't do it. So I've avoided it, and I know it's good. Okay, so 2-2-2 here. Stacy, we got two left.
Okay, so I'm going to go with The Muppets Fountain, just because I love it, and I love The Muppets Show. And for some reason, it always surprises me that it's there. When you walk by that back by that area, I'm always delighted. But I'm like, oh, the Muppets Fountain, it's there. So it's a great place to take photos and everything. And one time we were there, I think it must have been during a renovation or something, when it was completely filled with plants. That was a little bit weird, but we took pictures there anyway. So
okay,
but yeah,
Peter.
I'm gonna go with, since we're at studios, I'm gonna go with the Earful Tower. The old Mickey hat-shaped water tower.
Okay. Tell us, what was the thought when you drafted it? What were you thinking about that? Just something retro? Something as a throwback?
I always thought that was a really cool, like, icon.
Okay.
And then they just up and...
gone.
Toss it in the garbage. It's just gone.
I'm trying to buy it right now on eBay, just so you know, Pete.
It always kind of bothered me.
Okay. Yeah, for sure.
Mark, you mentioned you liked the Polynesian, didn't you? So, what if I could tell you, I could put you on a bungalow, which you may or may not have ever stayed, because frankly, we don't have Thurston Howell money unless we pooled all of our money together. We might get a night.
I am a pastor.
Okay, so we're going to have to pool our money for one night. But what if I told you didn't have to compete with anybody for relaxing at the end of the night? Because what if I said it had one of the coolest features on property, and Peter so dubbed it? Peter, what is this attraction called that belongs to the Polynesian bungalow?
The jacuzzi.
The jacuzzi. You could actually relax and enjoy, watch your fireworks show beyond the Seven Seas Lagoon in one of the most prestigious settings and actually accommodations on Walt Disney World property.
That would be wonderful, but I'm going to go with Earful Tower.
The Earful Tower, nice. A water tower over the... Who is this guy? This is his last show. He's never coming back on. That's it.
How long have the bungalows been there, by the way?
Not long, but 3-4 years, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think 3 years.
So what is the attraction to the Earful Tower, Mark?
Loved the backlot tour there, and just iconic image there. I agree. I mean, it just disappeared.
Unceremoniously too. It's like they literally just took it down and was out back in parts.
I'm gonna talk about it in a few weeks, because the 30th anniversary is May 1st, so we're gonna talk a little bit about Hollywood Studios, but Earful Tower, just nostalgia there.
Okay, Peter, see, I told you, making a comeback, a furious comeback, right? All right,
well, the good news is I can't do any worse than a tie.
This is good.
At this point.
two to three. Stacy, your last one.
All right, my last one is going to be the Sasagula River Taxi, because I really love the staying at Port Orleans Riverside, and that's kind of our home resort. Mm-hmm. That's where we stayed a lot when we first started going to Walt Disney World. And it's just so beautiful. It's just beautiful to walk through. No, that's my home DVC resort, but like I feel like Riverside is home for us, because that's just kind of where we started. And I love the river. I love the fact that you could take the river to Disney Springs, and that it just is just a beautiful view to kind of walk through the resort and to see that. But it goes all the way to Disney Springs through Old Key West and everything as well. So that's my vote, the taxi.
I'm going to give you credit. It is beautiful at nighttime when you're on that river.
It is.
It's gorgeous. Yeah. Peter, your last one.
I'm going with Crush and Gusher. And now that I know that he has never been to either of the water parks, this is a throwaway, so I'm glad I waited and didn't try to use it against something else. So it is what it is.
But he might have been on a Disney cruise or at a resort that has something like Crush and Gusher. You never know, right? We don't know much about Mark.
You ever been on a water coaster, Mark?
In Alaska, of all places, yes.
Really?
In Alaska? Yeah,
I would not have expected
that. In Alaska?
Yeah, there's an indoor water park in Anchorage where we lived, and it had...
Was it a similar Cove or Great Wolf Lodge or something like that?
No, similar, but it was its own thing. Alaska has its own stuff. Nobody comes there except for Alaska's branding. Yeah.
Well, Mark, I'm going to go with my last one, which is Fantasmic. So you're going to see all the characters. You're going to see...
Some of them may or may not catch
on fire or fall down.
Or fall.
But it doesn't matter. That's all for fun. You're going to see the Nightcap show at the studios. What is their headliner? So,
which doesn't have much longer, right? The Fantasmic show?
Fantasmic? I don't know if Fantasmic's going away.
I didn't hear about that unless you know some insight that we don't know.
I'm not.
I know they've been talking about the Star Wars show getting changed.
Yeah.
I think that's been going around.
Well, I'm going to have to go with Fantasmic because today at work I listened to the whole soundtrack of that just randomly, just on a Spotify show.
Okay.
Playlist. So yeah, Fantasmic, and it's great. I mean, I don't know why every time I think of Fantasmic I think of Captain Hook. He's only one part of the whole show. But there you have it.
Nice. Before we finished here, so Stacy got 2, Chris and Pete got 3, which is a shocker because we expected Stacy to go about 8-0 on Pete and I today. Rank your Disney parks here because you've had some interesting votes today. So rank like your parks in order here, please. Yeah, ask your who's your favorite kid? Yeah, you know.
That is tough. Epcot. Magic Kingdom, Hollywood Studios, and the other one.
The other one? Wow.
Animal Kingdom.
Wow.
That's the thing. I love all of them, but as soon as Galaxy's Edge opens in like 2 years from now and it's not crazy busy, Hollywood Studios could easily go to the top for me.
Yeah. That's going to be the issue is for the next 2 years, though, people are making reservations and that's their intent and purpose. But like, Peter, you're a big Star Wars dude. Like, you got to be excited about Star Wars and also be like, I am not going to that place. That's going to be craziness, right?
Actually, we have a friend that is going to be live streaming from the day it opens.
Yeah.
And she has requested I come with the help. Basically, just as a human shield
to push people out of the way.
It's like, you're my only chance at actually getting in.
Okay.
Whatever.
Mark, rank your top resorts here. Give me your top 3 stays at Walt Disney World. Where are you going to stay?
Well, I've only stayed at Pop Century and Polynesian.
All right.
And you know what's funny? I'm going to pick Pop Century over the Poly. And again, it's just
wish memories. I had that information earlier. Okay, never mind. Go on.
It's where you make your memories, and that's where I made lots of memories with my family.
Okay.
Polynesian was great. It was definitely an upgrade. However, Pop Century on our last visit just upgraded all the rooms, and they're pretty awesome.
Cool. Where would you like to stay? Give us the one that you really want to stay at.
What's a bucket list resort for you?
Probably Animal Kingdom in the one of the rooms that
Savannah View.
Yeah, mm-hmm. we've been there. We went to Boma and been to some restaurants and stuff.
Okay,
at various resorts.
Name your favorite restaurant on property.
Ooh, this is tough.
Quick service or
I know what mine is.
Yeah, name me a quick service. Name me a sit down. Tell me your family's going out to dinner someplace nice. Where are you going out to dinner? And or it could be breakfast, because actually for me they're two different ones. But favorite sit down, favorite quick service.
Okay, so quick service is Flame Tree Barbecue, hands down. It's just consistently really good.
Okay,
and you have to fight the birds to not eat your food.
Yeah,
but that happened to my daughter last time we were there.
Okay,
and golly, as far as like the best food. Can we go to Disney Springs?
You can do anything you want.
It's still okay. Part of Disney.
You know, Pete and Chris, you can do anything you want.
Yeah. The Edison is a great restaurant.
Genius. You know, I walked in there last time and I didn't get a reservation, but I said, can I just look around? And like, as soon as you walk into the place, you're like, whoa, this is cool. You know,
it's really cool.
It makes an impression.
And the food's really good. So, yeah.
Okay.
I would go back there again. I kind of want to go next door, though, to the Italian place. It looks it looks pretty sweet.
Okay. Can I take this show in a direction? Before you go, I want to ask you one question. You said something earlier, and I want to retouch on that. And you know what? We've not had a guest on that's had experience like this. So if you don't mind, can I take the show in a different direction? You mentioned your daughter has ulcerative colitis, correct? So do you have the card? Do you get the card for your daughter whenever you go?
Yes, but okay. you don't get a card anymore. You use your magic band.
Okay. Can you explain the process? Because like, people have had questions before, and honestly, I've had very few answers, and I felt like almost ignorant. How does that happen? So if you have a condition, an illness, so how do you get that, Mark? What do you do? And obviously, right. This is you need this to enjoy your vacation because you can't do without it. So explain that to us.
So it's as simple as going to guest services at any of the parks. So you cannot go to guest services at a resort. You have to go at the park.
Okay.
That being said, you only have to go once. So we went the first day to Epcot. So we went to this last visit. Went to Epcot Guest Services, and then they just ask you why you need it. Mm-hmm. And so my daughter's 16, so I told her I want her to. We kind of talked about it, what the reason is, and so she just basically told them what she suffers with and why she would need a pass, and they just said, here you go.
Gotcha.
And they get everybody's. Magic bands.
Put everybody on the party party on that as well.
Okay,
that's true. Yep, they do, and so we all have to be there. So all four of us had to be there to get it. Mm-hmm. But then once you've got that, all you do is you just walk up to the front of the line in any ride, any attraction, and tell them that you have a disability pass, and they scan your magic bands, and they give you a callback time. Mm-hmm. And then you just come back and walk straight on. So you're not getting directly on the ride at that moment, but it's really easy to plan your the rest of your day when they say, okay, come back in 45 minutes. So then you just go do whatever you can do for 45 minutes, come back and get right on.
So the equivalent is, just like you said, so it's not like it's a cheat go to the front of the line card. It's, hey, listen, we know you can't necessarily stand in line or stay in line. Go and be more comfortable and come back when you would have essentially waited to come into the attraction, correct? That's more or less what the card provides you. Is that right?
Correct.
I believe it's the wait time less 15 minutes.
Okay. So, yeah, there's...
So if it says it's a 90-minute wait, they're going to tell you to come back and... 75 minutes.
Okay. And what is
this? I never did the math there, but that's about right. Yeah.
Sometimes I believe that's what it is, because a friend of ours has that as well. If you're local, I believe it's good for 60 or 90 days at a time,
yeah.
By the way.
And the thing that I appreciated too was guest relations was they didn't hound her at all. They just said, great, okay. Here it is.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Well, medically, they can't, Mark. They can't ask you for proof of that. So there's going to be a leap of faith that you, in fact, have that. But you know what? For someone like that, like your daughter, yeah, she's not going to necessarily be able to stand in line like that. And that, without it, you're right. You won't be able to actually... She couldn't enjoy her vacation, you know? And the stress they would put upon the family would be crazy to see her be miserable in line. So I appreciate them having that.
And I'm glad you asked, too, because when I started researching this, there wasn't a lot online about it. So it's good for people to know.
And I'm ignorant, too. It's called – it has a name, correct?
It does, and I'm trying – since you mentioned –
It's like DAX or something like that.
It's a three-letter
– Guest Assistance Pass.
Oh.
The GAP.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go. It used to be the disability pass. It used to be the DAC.
Yes, that's what it was when we went.
And now it's the GAP. It's the Guest Assistance Pass.
Okay.
That's better.
Very, very good. Thank you. Thank you, Peter. Okay. So, Mark, if anyone's got any questions or want to ask you anything about Things I Love, your YouTube channel or anything, how could they get a hold of you? What's the best way?
By the way, thanks for the shout out on your show.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Oh, yes, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, and I'll say this, the Edcott Facebook group has been amazing. I mean, it's been just the friendliest place, and it's pretty cool to think that you're making friends with people that you've never even really met, just because of your affinity in something Disney.
Mark, it blows us away, Mark, every single day that we have friends all across the world, and just because of Disney, and like we plan on going on vacations together and stuff. So you know, it's pretty crazy. So, yeah, no, I admit it. And if you ever are close enough to make it to that Indie Disney meet, are you ever? That's even a crazier situation too. So, again, so you know what? I know that you have web addresses, but again, the YouTube channel is Things I Love. Check it out. His name is Mark Eddington. And Mark, again, what is your social media addresses if they wanted to contact you?
I knew you were going to ask that. So here
that's
I go.
Why he's, that's why he's looking it up.
Okay.
Love.com, and then we've got a Facebook page, facebook.com/thingsilove with me.
Okay.
And so it's convenient that my name is Mark Eddington, and so it's me with me.
Mark Eddington, very good.
With me. Twitter.com at thingsilove _ me, and then Instagram is thingsilove_ me. So.
Okay. And if you want to talk to him as well, too, Mark mentioned it, join Edcott. And, you know, we can join in the goofiness together. So that's for sure. Peter, yeah, Stacy, what's the best way to get a hold of us?
You can get Chris at area code 312.
Yeah, I've changed it. It's now 2248. So.
No, it's Edcott. Easiest way to get a hold of any of us is through Edcott, by far.
It is the Facebook group for our page. Stacy, if someone wanted to ask you questions on running, because we mentioned it earlier, what would you recommend for that? Because like Pete and I aren't going to ask you questions, that's for sure. I mean,
answer them, but they'll probably do wrong.
You can just find me on Facebook under Stacy Nyman, or obviously Edcott, like we keep on saying, or you can also message the WDub Review Facebook page.
Join the Be Our Guest Lizards Facebook group, too. Join the running team.
Yes, please.
Join the running team. We've got a lot of good friends and a lot of people there that are listeners of the Be Our Guests podcast and our podcast. We're all one big community. We are not protective. We want to promote everybody. We're good to go.
Absolutely. Yep.
All right.
Best running group around.
Hey, Pete. You know what? Even though it's a half victory, I'm going to claim half victory. I've never had a victory before. So, Mark, you gave me half victory. This is wonderful today. So I'm going to raise my hand only halfway up, but it still counts for something. So for my buddy Peter, for my buddy Stacy, for my buddy Mark, we'd like to thank you for listening today, and we want to wish you a great day.
See everybody.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.